latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Manchester City headlines, and Pep Guardiola has conceded defeat in the title race after City were thumped at Everton to leave them fifth in the Premier League standings. City capitulated alarmingly in the latter stages at Goodison Park on Sunday to crash to their heaviest Premier League defeat since 2008, 4-0, which was also Guardiola's heaviest defeat in his career in football as a manager. Well, the result, which was City's fifth loss of the season, left them in fifth, trailing leaders Chelsea by 10 points, and Guardiola admitted a league crown in his first season in English football could now be beyond him. Asked if the gap was now too great, he said, "Be the first one? Yes, 10 points is a lot of points. The second one is 3 points, we have to see." Well, Guardiola, however, felt his side were unfortunate and insisted they would continue to push hard. He said, "In so many games we create enough chances, but when they arrive they score, and the second time they arrive they score. That for the mind of the players is tough, mentally tough, and that's why we have to keep going, be strong and work harder." Meanwhile, Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers has revealed he's in talks with Manchester City about keeping winger Patrick Roberts. The Celtic boss hopes to secure a £12 million swoop for the player next season, but whether he returns to Glasgow will depend on Guardiola. Rodgers has been watching Roberts progress during his time with Celtic, so he's open to extending his stay, and said, "I want to work with talented players, but it's about what City see as the next stage of Patrick's development. I've only been in the last 6 months of his time here, but I think it's been a fruitful period. He seems to be really enjoying his time now, and he's grown really close with the squad. There will be dialogue between now and the summer in terms of where he's at. Patrick is very important to us. Whether he starts or comes off the bench, his talent is there for all to see." Those are the words of Brendan Rodgers.